In chapter 2 of Daniel, the Bible says, that is Daniel's interpretation of the dream to Nebuchadnezzar, concerning the 10 toes, the feet mixed with iron and clay. Some would be weak, some would be strong, and of course that's true of the nations of Europe today. But the important thing that Daniel said was they will attempt to adhere together. They will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere just as iron does not mix with clay. Through the years, there have been attempts to make a United States of Europe. Napoleon tried it. He had everything he needed. He had a powerful army. He was able to inspire his men. He defeated the enemy wherever he went. But after he was finally defeated himself, and he was reflecting on the past, and he was there in exile on the island of St. Helena, and thinking about his defeat, he said, "I wasn't defeated by armies. I was defeated by the weather." He said it was the snow and sleet as I headed toward Moscow. He said, "The sea. I was defeated by a storm." And it's true. General Nelson brought his fleet down from England against the giant ships, the Continental Fleet of Europe. Nelson's ships were smaller. But as he approached the Continental Fleet, there was a terrible storm that broke out and drove the large Continental Fleet ships against the rocks and sunk half of them. Think of it. By the time Nelson got there for the battle, half of Napoleon's ships were already sunk. And the other half, I'm sure the soldiers were very weary after fighting in that debacle. And so what defeated him on land finally? You've heard of the term meet your Waterloo. That means meet your defeat. Napoleon was finally defeated at the Battle of Waterloo in northern France. General Wellington of England brought his forces down, and Napoleon brought his forces to the north. And on the way, there was terrible torrential rain, and it created a lot of mud. And Napoleon's dragging his cannon along and all of his equipment, and they were bogged down in the mud. And by the time they got there, they were not ready to fight a battle. And Wellington defeated Napoleon the final time. So it was mud, it was snow and ice, and it was storm on the sea. And what does the Bible say about these things? It says in Job, the 38th chapter, in verse 22, "Have you entered the storehouses of the snow?" God is speaking here. "Or have you seen the storehouses of the hail, which I have reserved for the time of distress, for the day of war and battle?" In other words, God controls the outcome at times when it's according to his will. Now, God does not often interfere in history, but there are times when he does for his own purposes, which we don't always know. Hitler was going to invade England. England was not prepared for an invasion. They were still trying to equip. America was building planes and all, and equipment and ammunition for England, but they weren't prepared, and they were so afraid that Hitler was going to cross the channel and invade England and perhaps defeat them. And so Hitler was going to cross, and he was going to cross on the calmest month, which I believe was August. I don't remember exactly the details, but the calmest month. It turned out that it was the windiest month in record for that particular on that year. And so he postponed it, and he decided to go under the cover of fog. I believe it was November, and it happened to be the clearest November on record. And so he had to delay his invasion of England until the next year. And by then, of course, England was building up and beginning to bomb Berlin and things like that. So God uses the weather. God is in charge ultimately, and God can bring about his purposes. The Bible says they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not combine with clay. That spells doom to all these who want a one world government. You hear a lot of talk about it. Yes, a lot of people want it, but it's not going to happen. Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com.